we had started in the last year the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak. We're going to pick it up from there. We got to a Ran, but the Ran is going to quote a Gemara we haven't seen yet. So let's continue now. We saw yesterday there was a machlokis between the Tanakama and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, where they hold whether you say brei or not, and if someone, two partners in a chatzer, took a netter, if they're allowed to use it or not. So Tanakama said no, because you're walking into the other guy's property, and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, who we follow, says you could, because we say breira, and it comes out in mafreya that you were walking in your own property. So now there's going to be a case where both the Tanoim agree. Ushnehim asurin lahamid sham rechaim betoner ulegada tanagolim. So both of them are not going to be allowed, you can't put a large object in this chutz, like a mill or an oven. You can't raise chickens, right? Because even according to Belazar ben Yaakov, each one of these owners of the chutz, he has the right to stop the other guy from doing these things. So if one of them would, so to speak, allow them to put this rechaim or this tonur or whatever it was, so if he allows him, then it's ke'ilu, as if he's giving him hana, and that's exactly violating the neder. Okay, now it's the same machlokus, but a little bit of a different situation. Hay echad mehem mudur hana mechavero. One of them took a neder not to get any hana from his friend. Lo yikanish lechatzer. He's not allowed to go into the chatzer because they both are partners in it, and he's going to be using property that belongs to the owned by the Madir. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, Yochahu Loimalo. He's allowed to say, Latoch Shli ani nichnes. I'm going into my property. Ve'ein nichnes Latoch Shloch. And I'm not going into your property, right? So it was, again, this is the Shita of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that we say that we use the rule of Breira, retroactive determination. It's Ki'il. We say, I'm going into my own property. So really, this is basically the exact same machlokas that we had earlier, but the Mishnah is really repeating here because it wants to lead into the next halacha, which would only apply in this case. The koifines hanoider limkores chelko. According both to the Tanakama and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, we could force the one who made the neder to sell his chelik in this chotzer. Now, what's the reason? Because there's a concern when the Moder sees the Madir is using the courtyard, which he's allowed to, he might forget his neder, and he'll use it as well. So in order to avoid this and violating his neder, we can make the Mudar sell his chelik in it so that he will not be allowed to use it. Okay, now a third case, a machloik is over here between the Tanakama and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Hay echad min hashuk mudar me'echad mehem hana. Someone from the shuk, someone from the street, meaning it's not somebody who owns a home in this chatzer, and he's also to get hana from one of the people who does own a house. Lo yikanis lechatzer. He can't go in to the courtyard because he's getting hana from the mandir. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer Yochel Huloimelo. The guy can go into it, this outsider, because he can say to the mandir, Letoch shel chavercha ani nechnas. I'm going into your chaver's portion. Ve'ini nechnas letoch shelach. And I'm not going into your property. I can't get hana from you, but I'm not going into it. I'm walking on your buddy, your partner's, his land, right? So therefore, we could view that part is the land he's walking on doesn't belong to the guy who he's also getting off from. It belongs to the other, the owners in this. Okay? Hamudra hana mechavero. If someone took neder not getting hana from him, yeshlo merchatz veisabad muskarim ba'ir. This guy has a merchatz, is a bathhouse. Beis Habad is like the olive press. Now, he owns them, but they're being rented out. So what's the din? Im yeshlo behen tfisus yad, if the Madir has some way of tfisus, like it's like a holding in it, meaning he didn't rent the whole thing out, but he's keeping part of it for himself. Like, in a merchatz, I say there's, a few different pools you could bathe in, right? So he keeps one of them for himself. So in that case, it's aser. The Mudar can't use it because the Madir really has a tefisas yad. He has control over part of these things, and it's considered to be part of his nechasim, part of his property, which is aser according to the Neder. Ein lo behen tefisas yad. If the Madir doesn't have tfisas yad, he doesn't have anything left, meaning he renting out everything completely into mutter, then the mutter could use them because that's not necessarily considered to be his property. Yeah, he owns it, but it's being rented out right now. It's not not a problem. Okay. Now, what would be the din if the property belonged to the Madir when the Neder was made, but now belongs to someone else? This is like a Heftza Gavra issue over here. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. Guy says to his friend, Konan leveischa shni nichnas. Your house is koinam, I'm not going to enter into it. It's like a net, I'm not going to enter your house. V'sodcha shni lokeach. And your fields koinam, I'm not going to buy it. Okay. Meis o shemach le'achir. If the owner died or he sold this house or this field to someone else, then it's mutter. The mutter is allowed to go into the house because, well, again, let's go back and say, what did he say to him? He said, sodcha, your house. Beischa, your field, your house. It's a din in you. So that's Kolzman that belongs to the Madir, but once you sell it, he's no longer here, it's fine. Konam levayis zeh sheni nechnas. But if the guy said, this house, not on you, but the house itself, this cheftza is konam, I can't go into it. Soda zeh sheni nelkech, this field is konam, I'm not going to buy it. So in that case, mezo shemoch leachir, if the owner died or he ended up selling it to somebody else, that's going to be osir. He's not going to be allowed for the mudr to go into the house. He can't buy the field because it's a din on this house in this field. So it's osir to him, you know, regardless of who owns it. Okay, so the Gemara now asks, Ibai Lahu, have a question, right? In the Mishnah, we had the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Lozer and Yaakov. Benodru pligi. So they're arguing a case when there was a neder. Hidiru zezemai. So what exactly is the question? The Mefarsh speaks out what the difference is here between nodru and hidiru. So the Mefarsh says, Benodru hu de pligi, hechid de nodru shnehem zemize. Each one took a neder against the other one. V'ze amr lechavero, he says to his friend, konim sheni nehen aloch. I'm taking a loshen of a neder, I'm not going to get any hanah from you. V'ze amr, the guy says the same thing, konim sheni nehen aloch. I'm not going to get any hanah from you. The achshav nodru ze mize mamish. Each one really took it against the other, fine. V'hosam hu de ka osir rabbonim likanis de chatzir. And in that case, that's when the rabbonim said, it's osir for him to enter into the courtyard. Because he himself ostered upon himself. Ava hidiru, but in the case of hidiru, what's that? To call echad hidiru es chavero, each one made it on his friend. Va'omer, konim sha'aton henali, you can't get any hanah from me. Konim nechoslai alecha, my nechosim are also on you. Betarvayu anusim. And now, is an onus. The chol chad osur le chavre shalomi daite. Osur prohibited without his das. So Hossam, in that case, module rabbonim the Rabbi Lazer the zeh nichnas latoch shalom, the zeh nichnas latoch shalom. Would the rabbonim agree in that case to apply the rule of breira of Rabbi Lazer ben Yaakov and allow them to go in or not? So let's just see the Gemara now, right? Mi amrina, do we say benod ruhu de pligi? Yeah, they're arguing in the nether case of Abahidiru zeze module rabbonon rebulos ben Yaakov. Right? Dechianusin domu, because it's like they are, it's an honest, we'd say, something that's beyond your control. O Dilma, or perhaps differently, I'd like to point out that Dilma is the Aramaic, the word dilemma. In English comes from this, or Dilma, have a dilemma. Maybe there's a different way of looking at it. Afilu behidiru zeze pligi rabbonin. No, maybe the rabbonin would still hold stark and would not be maskim to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in that case and say that no, even when they took the neder on each other, that he can't get the hanah, then that would still apply. So Tashma, let's bring a raya. Haye echod mehen mudr hanah mechavero. So in the case of only one of the shutfin, he takes a neder that he can't get any hanah from the other guy, so they can't go into the chatzar that the joint owners in their homes are there, right? But in that case where the net was taken by the other guy, right? The Chacham argue in this case and say that he's not allowed to go into the chatzar. So you see, the machlokes in the Mishnah applies even to cases where it's an onus, right? So when it says no, today you have to change it. Nodur mechavero hana. The case is where someone was the result of it, like meaning he was the subject of it. It was nodur. Someone took it on him. So the way this version of it comes out, the Mishnah is only talking about the person who necessarily brought it upon himself. Okay, so hachinam mistaber. That's good. It's logical to say that, and that's what the case of the Mishnah is talking about when a person brought the nedar upon themselves on their own accord. Diktani seifa. As we look in the Seifa, the koifinus hanoder limkor es chelko, we force the noder, the one who took it, to sell his part of it. Se'i amre bishlema de noder who, right, it makes a lot of sense if you're going to tell me the cases where he's the one who took the neder. Haidekani koifin. It's shaykh to speak about, to force somebody to do something because he created the problem, so we can force you to get out of it. That's fine. No problem. El I amre de adre, but if you can tell him pshat is the guy, someone else took a neder on him, semi koifin or so, what are you force him to sell his property because someone else took a thing, right? Hamenas onus, it's a total onus, it's beyond his control, so there's no real raya that you can get out of it from this case. Okay, the resolution is going to take place on Amud Beis, so we'll stop for that part. But just to share a shaila that came up, brought down in the Rav Zilberstein Sefer Chashukei Chemed. Question was about there was a building or something like that, and somebody wanted to put a camera in the stairwell, because he was complaining that the children were being very, very loud and making all sorts of excessive noise, and it was giving him migraines. So he wanted to put a camera in the a common area where the stairs are to see which kids are it, right? And then the other, neighbors, and they say, no, it's only going to become a problem, it's going to be a big machlokes, it's not going to lead to any good, so what are you allowed to do? Could you put up the camera or not? So he brings Aleph. Ha'im ha-shetach shel cheder ha-medregos shema'al diras ha-shochin shayich lo la'atzmo. So is this really his property by himself? Fehu yochel aso sham mashu who wrote it. He can put it there because it's his property. Oshu shayich lechlal ha-shchenim. It belongs to the neighbors and he can't necessarily put it up without their consent. And Bayes, second question to think about. Ha'im yesh tzedek b'divrei ha-shochin lehaniach matzel me'a b'shitcho kedei levarer mi ha-yelodim ha-marishim. Could he put this camera up to see who's really making the noise? Osh ha-shchenim tzodkim. They're the correct one, but they're refusing to allow him to do this. So he brings the tshuva is as follows. Nirash ha-tzedek im ha-shchenim. It would appear that the neighbors are the ones who are correct in this case. Why? Shecheder hamadrego shayich lichlal hashchenim. Belongs to all of everybody. V'chol shchenim shutvim becheder hamadregos. They're all partners in this case. Ve'in l'shachim lasos becheder madregos devarim hunogdim l'shar hashchenim. He can't do anything that's against the will of them. It's a common air property, right? That's the connection to our Gemara over here. They're talking about partners who share this chotzer. Says, the main question, can you put the camera just to figure out who these kids were making the ruckus, the noise? They could stop him. The proof is, two people have a din. He doesn't have to write down in advance what his arguments are going to be. He brings from the Sma, from the Numke Yosef, that the whole point is he doesn't have to give him to the Dayanim, because then the person could see what his claims are and then figure out ways to lie or to distort it in order to refute what his claims are. Just like he can refuse to write down what his claims are, the guy can't figure out how to lie to get him. He's going to become a lion, he's going to ambush him. Gam beinyaneinu zechus hashchenim l'sarev shashochin kol zman yiras t'muno sehem beinis shibetoch beiso v'chol hazman yor alehem medinim. He's going to make dinim against them. V'hu shehu marish kitzas v'hu lechlik tzas v'chol shar dinei devarim shechon letzeis mizes. Problems are going to come out of this. L'sikum, here's the bottom line. If the kids are just being normal kids the way everybody is, that's the guy with the big migraine headaches, he reacts, has a strong reaction to their normal behavior, then you could stop him from putting up the camera in the common area. If their kids are like out of control and behaving not in the way normal kids do, in that case, he could, in fact, put the camera there in order to stop them. So again, an interesting application of our Gemara over here on Mem Vav, Amud Aleph, regarding partnership in a common area.